As the week wound down on the European markets, extreme volatility remained the dominant feature. On the one hand, fears of a global recession persist, while hope in the form of easing interbank lending rates and retreating oil prices have given hope to some. Because of these mixed messages, trade here remains frenetic. The massive stock index gains on Monday and Tuesday were mostly erased the following 2 days. The weekend break may provide a pause to reflect upon what the underlying direction is. Until the markets settle down, the choppy conditions will likely remain. Meanwhile, leaders like British Prime Minister Gordon Brown are trying to reassure their citizens that progress will be made in working through these tough economic times.
My undivided attention is on taking this country through difficult times that everybody knows have been created as a result of a global problem that started in America. And I think the whole country wants everybody who can, who's prepared to do, to work together to take us through these difficult challenges.
With the financial problems now moving beyond the realm of just the banking sector and reaching into the real economy of everyday life, Mr. Brown says he's on top of the situation.
We're rebuilding our banking system. We're acting to ensure that people with small businesses are helped. We're trying to make sure that the housing market can start moving forward again. And, of course, we're helping people with the winter fuel bills.
The latest U.S. housing data will affect where the European markets go. The U.S. Commerce Department Friday reported the number of new homes under construction fell to a 17-year low in September. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.